Oh, fuck. All right, it's 11:40 a.m. I got some bullshit I gotta fucking do today. But I just woke up with the, it's like a knot in my stomach, just feeling sick. The same way, exactly the same way I felt the day after the election. Because it's like, how the fuck is this piece of shit in an ill-fitting suit the president? That fucking press conference yesterday is the most insane. If you support that motherfucker, I don't have that many listeners on this podcast. I don't give a shit. I don't need you. Get the fuck out. Just get the fuck out. That's the thing. That's when people are acting like, and I know I'm not going to talk about Trump on this podcast today. I am, and I don't give a fuck. And you don't care. If you listen to this podcast, you don't care. And I doubt you're a Trump supporter. But it's like, this is no longer like, oh, it's a political difference. Oh, no, no, it's not. These motherfuckers are, it's worse than that. You know what I mean? It's a political difference when it's like Mitt Romney. Although, I don't know what the hell is up with that guy either. He's a bit of a tool. But I'm saying, I'm just fucking angry. I'm so mad at this dude and the way he talks. He just talks like a fucking asshole. An asshole. It's just like, and then assholes are like, oh, he talks like me, and we love him. We should just, I don't understand why we're not all out in the streets yelling. Why am I not out in the street yelling? Because I'm just waking up. I need coffee. I'll get coffee. I'm going to go yell in the street. I don't want to do the news today. I should have called people up, but I started recording on my phone without thinking, and I can't call people on the phone when I record on my phone. I got to use a voice recorder. I'm just, I don't know what to do today because I don't feel like looking at the news. Or maybe I'll just look at the news and I won't ignore the Trump shit. Maybe it'll be all Trump shit. I mean, I'm just, this guy is such a, what a, first of all, I don't even, alt-left motherfuckers. The anti-Nazis are just as violent as the Nazis. Baltimore removes Confederate statue in overnight operation. Yay. Good. Fuck the Confederacy and fuck your Confederate flag and fuck whatever it is that you think it's some heritage fucking thing. Suck my fucking dick. Illinois Senate passes measure designating neo-Nazi groups as terrorists. Another good thing. Charlottesville man beaten during violent protests as police indifferent to attack. Well, that's bad. Two ex-guards and KKK convicted of plot to kill black inmate. Two ex-guards in KKK. Okay, so they were guards. They were going to kill an inmate there in the Klan. This shit's real, man. I think. I mean, because it's like, I don't know anybody in the Klan, but I know some racist motherfucking assholes. And I know fucking violent motherfuckers. And I've known them my whole life. So, I don't doubt that those people, that these people exist. This Antifa or whatever the fuck it is, I don't know any of those people, and I know a lot of liberals. I'm not saying they don't exist, but I'm saying they're not on the level of the Klan or these neo-Nazis. And the only thing I know about these black bloc mothers, they're anarchists, which is, that's a problematic fucking ideology. but and they break windows and shit. That one dude punched Richard Spencer, which is cool. That's the thing. They're like, oh, violence on the set. When violence against a Nazi is fine, that's fine. So it's not. It's not all equal. Violence isn't all equal. If somebody punches a Nazi in the face, that's okay. I don't know. The Dalai Lama would say otherwise, and he's smarter than me. And it's probably wrong. I'll take that back. Violence against them, I mean, it's all fucked up. It's kind of insane that we are still. That's society. That's the fucking world. Is whoever is the physically strongest is at the top. That's why we are where we're at, right? Am I wrong on that? I don't know. I'm not saying that we aren't a great country, but I'm saying it's when everything comes down to it, it's like, all right, let's fucking war. Let's fight. Let's get down to it. So what the fuck are we doing? Maybe North Korea just needs to fucking nuke us. Well, they can't even nuke us. They got to nuke Guam, and then Trump will go crazy and start nuking motherfuckers all over the place, and then nukes are just going, and New York City is a fucking nothing, and I'm, you know, and then we're all gone. Doesn't sound, you know, it'll be a bad week, the lead up, but I don't know. Maybe I think cockroaches are up next. Cockroach people walking around. That sounds disgusting. I'm glad I'm not a cockroach person. At least we gotta be. Humans are pretty hot. You know, we're pretty good looking. So like the dinosaurs, unfuckable, right? And then we come along. We're running shit. We're pretty you know, we take care of ourselves. Some of us. There's some real good looking ones. Cockroaches? No fucking way, dude. So let's be thankful in that. Altogether, we're not the cockroaches. But they're probably going to take over and have a long reign. And then they'll look down at us. They'll look at our artifacts and try to figure out. They'll probably say, oh man, why don't we look like those people? Human beings. That was where it's at. Look at us, we're gross. Sorry, cockroaches. You fucking bullshit. Alright. That's it for me, man. This is a short one. It's not very good. And I'm alright with it. If Trump came out and just said the shit I said, which is nonsense, he would it would have sounded better than the bullshit he said. It's just so fucking. Oh, I'm so mad. I think I'll protest today or something. There's got to be a protest. Right? I think he's in New Jersey, though. He was in Trump Tower yesterday, and I was too busy to get over there to fucking yell. Oh, well. There'll be more opportunities, I suppose. All right, you fucks. Thanks for listening to this show. I appreciate it. Something else. Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you about that now. I'll tell you about that later. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.